This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we finish our tour of Habakkuk with, as the waters cover the seas, the Lord is in his holy temple. In wrath, remember mercy. Quietly waiting, and yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
We made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday in Lent is from Numbers chapter 21. From Mount Hor they set out by way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food." Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To St. John, the third chapter. Jesus said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been carried out in God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father.
grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. There is no other way than Jesus. There is no other truth than Jesus, and there is no other life apart from Jesus. To turn from Jesus is to turn then from the way, to turn to falsehood, to turn to death itself. The Israelites are going the wrong way. From Mount Hor, they set out by the way to the Red Sea. That's not the direction they're supposed to be going. They've turned back to the Red Sea. Now, why is that? Why would they be going back to the Red Sea when they'd already been brought through the Red Sea, brought to Sinai, brought into the wilderness, brought to the very edge of the Promised Land? But now they're not going into the Promised Land. They've put their back to the Promised Land, and they're going back to the Red Sea. Now think about this for a second. They get to the edge of the Promised Land. They send spies for 40 days. They go into the Promised Land, and it is everything that God said it would be. It is a land flowing with milk and honey. They bring back grapes, pomegranates, figs. Everything the Lord had promised is true. But then things go bad. Some of those who went into the land begin to discourage the Israelites. The cities are well fortified, and the people are tall. They're too big. The Lord who brought us out of Egypt and delivered us from Pharaoh, who brought us through the Red Sea, who camped us at Sinai, who's taken us into the wilderness, oh, this is too much. We can't go into the land of promise. And so they say no. They say, we want to go back to Egypt. We don't want God's way. We want our way. That's sin. We don't want God's way. We don't trust Him to deliver us, to protect us, the one who has done so much for us. We can't possibly go into the land of promise. Now, Caleb and Joshua, they say we can. We can trust the Lord, and we can go where He is calling us to go. The people attempt to stone them. Those who point the way of the Lord, who trust in Him, face violence from the people. They attempt to stone Him, and they say, no, we wish to go to Egypt. And then the Lord says in Numbers chapter 14, it's the only other occurrence or only other mention of the Red Sea outside of the itinerary at the end of Numbers. He says, okay, you're going to return to the Red Sea. And this is when things begin to get interesting. The people realize what they have said and done. And now they decide, oh, we'll go into the land of promise. And Moses says, don't do this. God is not with you. He has not now sent you into the land of promise. You're to go back to the Red Sea. But they say, no, we will do it. And Moses says, you will be defeated, not because the Canaanites are so fierce, but because the Lord is not with you, because you have turned from Him. They go their own way, and they're defeated. They cannot go their own way without the Lord. They must go to the Red Sea. Well, we jump forward now, a little closer to our reading. We get to the end of their sojourn in the wilderness. It's almost been 40 years. They are going back to the Red Sea, but now they want a shortcut. There's the land of Edom. there's a nice highway that cuts through the land of Edom. We could get to the promised land with this shortcut. Well, Edom, unlike other countries, protects its borders and says, no, you cannot come into Edom. You must go to the Red Sea. This is our reading. They're going to the Red Sea around the land of Edom, around their own attempt to go their own way, their own shortcut. No. The Lord says, you go my way. You will trust in me. Back to the Red Sea you go. Now, bear with me here. St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that these Israelites were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. They were baptized. Those who go their own way must return to their baptism. They must return to that place where their forgiveness is found in the Lord. They're going back to the Red Sea. They're impatient. They're mad. They speak against God. They speak against Moses. And once again, they say, why? Why did you bring us here? We could have been in Egypt. And now it's the fiery serpents. It's now the fiery serpents that come their way. For they, as again St. Paul says, they put Christ to the test. They don't want to return to the Red Sea. They don't want to go the way of the Lord. They want to go their way. They want to go back to Egypt. So the fiery serpents that Moses tells us fills the wilderness that God had protected them from now begin to bite. They bite these Israelites and they begin to die. They cry out to Moses and listen to what they say. We have sinned. We've spoken against the Lord and against you, Moses. We've spoken against both of you. Pray then that the Lord would take the serpents from us. Now, what could the Lord do? He didn't have to send them back to the Red Sea, but he did. He had a purpose in mind. Here, the people have repented. They recognize the sin that they've committed. They've spoken against the Lord, against Moses. They're sorry for what they've done. What could the Lord do? He could forgive their sins. He does. But it will be his way, not their way. Take a pole, Moses, and put on that pole the very thing that bites them, the very serpent. Let them see their sin as they look to that pole and tell them to look and they will live. If they don't look, they don't live. You see, our Lord tells us exactly what's going on here. As Moses lifted that pole, so too the Son of Man, for you and for me, will be lifted. And what do we see there? Oh, we see the very Son of God shedding his blood for you and for me. We see him bearing our sin. We see him bearing our waywardness, our desire to go our own way and to have things our way. The Lord says, no. I wonderfully made you. I wonderfully called you to faith in my Son. I wonderfully took upon myself your sin there upon the cross for you and your salvation. Look, look and see what the Lord has done for you and for me. This is Lent. We need to be reminded often, not just during Lent, but especially during Lent, that when we sin in weakness and ignorance, deliberate sin, whatever the sin is, it's choosing our way. It's choosing to go the way we wish to go, the way that makes sense to us, the way that brings us some false sense of comfort. But Jesus is the way, and Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the life. Place your eyes upon Christ, return to your baptism, see there the forgiveness given to you that has been won and purchased on the cross by our Lord. Return to that baptism and rejoice that our Lord has called you as his child, clothing you with the forgiveness that he has won for you, and calls you to go his way, a way that can be difficult, a way where there will be fiery serpents, a way where others will not like the things you say and will wish to stone you, but nonetheless, it's God's way. And as his children, and in the confidence and strength of our baptism, we go forth and we do as the Lord has called us. And in that, we rejoice. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Lord, humbly imploring him to look in mercy on us, on the whole church and the world. That the church may rejoice in her freedom from the condemnation of the law and take delight in the redemption of Christ, proclaiming to all the world a crucified and risen Savior, let us pray to the Lord. That the leaders of the nations would make decisions that reflect God's care for the whole human family, guiding and protecting their citizens and working for the well-being of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we, who through holy baptism bear the sign of the cross, would be great in serving, not lording over others, but bearing witness to Christ's love and acts of mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That those torn by the struggles of this life might be strengthened and sustained, the poor, the hungry, and the homeless, and that those struck down, especially the unemployed, might be lifted up, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the hospitalized, the sick, the homebound, and the dying would be sustained in the gracious promises of Christ, the great physician of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that we may be encouraged by the witness of those who have gone before us and now rest from their labors. And finally, that we, being joined with them on that last great day, sitting together in God's eternal joys, will pray, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Oh.
And now may the very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.